You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
RNIB Scotland is celebrating its 100 Swap With Me event, where volunteers meet bus drivers and indeed tram drivers now as well. And it's all about helping to make independent travel safer and easier. We have with us Katie and Mick from Edinburgh Tramps. Katie, is this a new thing for the company to get involved in?
Yes, it is. So we've only started this partnership over the last couple of months, and we've done our first two sessions with our staff members and the volunteers from RNIB, which has been really well received by everyone.
So for people who haven't used the Trans Edinburgh before, is there a lot of contact between the drivers and the passengers?
So in terms of that, it's probably more so the TSAs that interact with the passengers rather than the drivers. The drivers are in close cabs. Obviously, the drivers get responsibility for loading and unloading safely the passengers on the platform.
Yep. So our onboard TSAs, they're basically our customer service people. So they have the direct interaction with the public.
So for the TSAs themselves, if they're going through the training, what's the feedback been like from them?
It's been really good and really, really positive as well. It's something that's definitely caused a bit of a buzz around our depot. People are really excited. They're really looking forward to whenever their section's going to be if they've not taken part yet as well. But I think it's really just about building confidence for them. People are saying already that they feel more confident if they have somebody that has some sort of visual impairment, how to be able to support them and not just do something for them, but even just have the conversation to ask if they need help. I think that's a big confidence booster for a lot of the staff members.
Is there a kind of flip side to this as well, is that the RNIB volunteers who come along can understand the job of the drivers and the TSAs and understand, you know, what their day-to-day work is like as well and the pressures that are on there?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's about raising awareness of from our side and obviously the other side of it as well, about using the transport safely as well and be comfortable being on the tram as well. I think definitely engaging that, getting visitors into the depot potentially to support that as well going forward.
And going forward, is this something you see happening regularly now as new staff come in or refreshers for current staff?
Yes, yeah. We're definitely looking for the new members of staff onboarding as part of that as well, and engaging current drivers and TSAs across, not just TSAs and drivers, but all our areas of business, engineering and customer relations and stuff like that as well. So, yeah, we hope to make it across the whole depot.
And the network itself is growing, and hopefully in the future growing further as well. So, you know, more trams on the rails, as it were, and looking to encourage more people on the trams. A big part of that for blind or partially sighted people is public transport is the way they get around. So, you know, the staff realise the importance there for that.
Yeah, I think it's just about being able to move around the city, a city like Edinburgh in particular, which is quite difficult. It's very historic, it's very hilly, it's very little narrow streets everywhere, to make it as easy as possible for everyone so that everyone has access to it. And our staff have an understanding of that. So not just for visually impaired people, but for everyone, it's just evolving that level of care and support to other people.
And with the trams, I'm just thinking, actually, buses get redirected down different roads and so on. That's maybe not something which happens much with the trams.
No, we tend to back and forward as such, but obviously we can stop and turn trams back and stuff like that. So that's probably potentially roundabout announcements and stuff like that for people that's on board that are potentially stopping short and changing directions.
You have onboard announcements as well, but just having that human backup, you know, technology sometimes fails, is all important.
So the drivers will be able to make manual announcements as well, just in case people potentially don't hear the onboard automatic ones.
Yeah, and on top of that, having an actual human that you can talk to, who can come up and, if you're not understanding what's going on, spend that little bit extra time with you to be able to help you do whatever it is, whether you're staying on public transport or trying to get someone else.
The training, perhaps for the staff as well, does it think it builds their confidence? You know, they may have been hesitant in the past to speak to someone who is blind, or, you know, maybe not sure the best assistance to offer or how to even ask if they wanted help. Think that's helped doing the Swap With Me?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of staff, the feedback from them is that they just weren't sure how to approach the types of situations, like how supportive can you be, what's too supportive, what's doing things for people when you maybe shouldn't be, they want to be independent. That balance that people sort of shied away from because they weren't sure how to address it, it's now given them the confidence to just speak up and say, do you need help, do you need me for anything? And if they don't, great, that's fine, but if they do, then we know how to support and offer it as well.
Obviously, having people coming along, you know, when you're not in a classroom, do you think that helps it sink in more?
Yeah, I think it's that real life lived experience, isn't it? That's so valuable when you do these types of things. You can look at things in a classroom on a screen or a bit of paper. That's all well and good, but the lived experience part of it is so important that it makes them able to put themselves in the shoes of other people. And that's, I think, what's so supportive in it.
Well, it's not very long since you've actually joined the Swap With Me project, but it sounds as if it's made a huge positive difference to Edinburgh Trams. And thanks for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.